For job seekers and change makers, this is the Green Jobs Pod with your host, me, Leonard Adler.
Today, in celebration of National Apprenticeship Week, we're going to be diving into the world of apprenticeships and their growing role in the green economy. Let's start with the basics. Apprenticeships are structured, paid training programs where participants gain hands-on experience while earning a paycheck and learning essential skills for their chosen industry. They can serve as a vital pathway to skilled, high-paying jobs without incurring debt that you might otherwise incur in other educational training contexts. Apprenticeships is one of the oldest forms of training. In the United States, the gold standard is referred to as the Registered Apprenticeship Program, known as RAP, which dates back all the way to 1937 with the passage of the Fitzgerald Act, which is also known as the National Apprenticeship Act. Registered apprenticeships are federally or state-certified programs that meet national standards for quality and rigor. These programs provide a combination of on-the-job training and other instruction and result in the participant obtaining a nationally recognized credential when they complete it. So if you're a job seeker, there are a lot of potential upsides to apprenticeships. You can get paid while you're learning, you develop marketable skills, and you can make direct connections to employers. And according to statistics from the U.S. Department of Labor, more than 90% of apprenticeships secure employment after completing their program with an average annual salary of more than $75,000. And for employers, there's many benefits, including it's a tried and true pathway to develop and prepare their future workforce. Now let's talk about how apprenticeships fit within the context of the green economy. There are a number of different occupations for which apprenticeship programs are available that track specifically to employment opportunities within the green economy. For example, within the construction trades, there's a number of different types of occupations for which there are apprenticeship programs available that can help you if you want to pursue a career in energy efficiency, in the solar sector, in wind energy, just to give examples. And there's more and more apprenticeship programs that are being developed because of the growing demand for skilled workers in a variety of green, climate, clean energy fields. For example, not that long ago, a new program, I believe it was the first of its kind, a geothermal apprenticeship program, was recently announced. And the interest in creating more and more of these programs is certainly growing and on the horizon. Earlier this year in September, the U.S. Climate Alliance, which is a bipartisan coalition of 24 governors, which represent approximately 60% of the U.S. economy and 55% of the U.S. population, they announced the launch of what they termed the Governor's Climate Ready Workforce Initiative. And the goals of this initiative are to grow career pathways in climate and clean energy fields and train 1 million new registered apprenticeships by 2035 across the Alliance's state and territories. So apprenticeships, there are certainly ways right now you can plug in, and the number of programs, the support for these programs is only growing. So whether you're a job seeker or you're an employer, there are a number of different resources that are out there to help you. If you're an employer, you want to create a program. You're a job seeker, you want to find apprenticeship programs. So for employers, a great resource is at apprenticeships.gov. Lots of information there. Another great organizational resource is the Interstate Renewable Energy Council, IREC. They provide free technical assistance to support clean energy and energy efficient employers set up registered apprenticeship programs or provide other types of support. An example of one of the things that they have is something called the Apprenticeships in Clean Energy Network. And they also have an entire toolkit, the Registered Apprenticeship Toolkit for clean energy employers. And as I mentioned, apprenticeship.gov has many resources for employers, including specifically things for energy employers. Now, if you're a job seeker, likewise, if you go to apprenticeship.gov, there's a searchable directory where you can search based on specific occupation, location, to be able to uncover potential apprenticeship programs that could be a fit for you. And as a way to tie some of these resources together and to celebrate National Apprenticeship Week, at Green Jobs Network, we've launched a new website, and that's at climateapprenticeships.com. So again, that's at climateapprenticeships.com. Well, we've pulled together a lot of these resources, you know, the background on apprenticeships, a little bit of a spotlight on apprenticeships working specifically within clean energy, links to the resources I've mentioned, plus many other ones. So whether you're an employer and you want to explore this as a way to build that pipeline for workers to support what you want to do as an employer in the climate and clean energy space, or if you are someone who wants to get involved, job seeker, think that this might be something compelling for you, the website has a lot of resources available for you. In addition, on climateapprenticeships.com, you're going to find a link to National Apprenticeship Week. There's lots of different events happening, both locally and online, where you can explore more about this world of apprenticeship. So hope you'll take the time to do that. And with that, I want to thank you, as always, for your interest and support of the Green Jobs Pod. If you have feedback about the show or suggestions for guests, just go to the website at greenjobspod.com and fill out the form on the website. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to the Green Jobs Pod with me, Leonard Adler. For more tools to add to your toolbox, check out Green Jobs Network at greenjobs.net. Go to greenjobspod.com to submit your questions and ideas for the podcast. The Green Jobs Pod is produced by Jubilaria Media. Your brand has a story. Jubilaria can help you tell it. Level up your content strategy and click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free consultation.
Hey, Greg, I was thinking, is it me or does, like, everyone have a podcast?
Frankly, I don't think there are enough podcasts. They're all the rage, and they're incredibly in vogue.
I mean, yeah, look, I guess they are all the rage, but more than 4 million podcasts have been released around the world, and just 17% have been active in the last 90 days. I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
Not enough. I want more shows. Also, how many of those are actually worth listening to?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how many have great ideas like, right? Check it out. Mm-hmm. It's a show. It's hosted by a dog and a cat. Woof, woof, meow, meow.
I mean, honestly, out of 4 million, Greg, at this point, it's probably been done before. Let's be honest.
Oh, what about, hear me out here, a show about nothing and everything.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, Greg. Look, anybody can make a podcast. Few will continue and even fewer will have something to say. Build your brand with strategic content and make noise that matters. You have a story. We can tell it. Learn more at jubilaria.com, jubilaria.com.
And then I go, yeah.
You're funny, Greg.
I don't think I can sleep tonight.